I'm Gracie Ellis with your 7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
Now that the legislature is back in session, what's being done to curb the governor's emergency powers?
Well, that's a great question. Senate Bill 5039 is a bill that Senator Linda Wilson prime sponsored. I've signed on to it, that would require all gubernatorial emergency orders to be approved by the legislature after 30 days. That's it in a nutshell. We are 700 days into this continuing debacle. It's a debacle. We are three separate branches of government. They are co-equal branches of government to provide checks and balances on each branch. We have to do this. Now, of course, Senator Sam Hunt doesn't want to hear the bill. He's mumbled that the Democrats are coming up with one of their own. And so my message to all of you back home is you need to send notes to us, send notes to other legislators, and tell them that we need emergency powers reform.
What legislation are you introducing this year?
Well, I want to highlight just one bill today, and I think it's germane given the significant issues that our schools are facing and really our parents' involvement in the decision-making of their local schools. And, you know, quite frankly, local school boards have been sharing their frustration over endless policies that are shoved down to them from the legislature in a one-size-fits-all approach. This bill would actually restore local control flexibility. It doesn't stop state laws from being enacted, but it says, look, if there are going to be these laws, then you have the flexibility to implement them in ways that make sense to your communities. It would actually also make sure that the state superintendent of public instruction would be there to support local schools, not bring a hammer down on local schools. We'll see if it's going to get a hearing or not. And I would urge everyone, encouraging the chair of the committee, Senator Wellman, to schedule the bill for a hearing.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.